Agnes is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie reviewer, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Absolute pleasure to have you in the studio this week. Talking about a couple of flicks, this one, McQueen and You Were Never Really Here. A very mixed bag, it might seem. Which one are we talking about first?
Oh, we're going to be talking about McQueen. Now, when you hear the name McQueen, what's your first thought?
Steve McQueen.
Yes. Well, this movie...
Bullets, you know.
This movie is not actually about him. That was my first thought as well. And when I told someone else about it, that was their first thought as well. This is actually about Alexander McQueen, the somewhat infamous fashion designer who was active around the 1990s to the 2000s. And about his life, about his work, about what inspired him. And... admittedly, when I think of fashion industries, like a documentary about people who make fashion designers and so on, I sort of, in my mind, I think of Mugatu from Zoolander, the type of people that he's making fun of, you know, people who are really stylishly dressed and trying to, you know, go with that sort of style. But to my surprise, I was thinking going in, this is going to be a movie about those kinds of people, but it's absolutely not. So Alexander McQueen was born in the East End of London, which is a pretty rough neighborhood, sort of... I don't know how I could compare it, but it's a pretty rough neighborhood in case if you weren't...
You know, one of those infamous gangster hotspots in London, yeah.
Yeah, and so then... and so he looks basically like he was literally described in the documentary as looking like a skinhead. So like one of those people with really short hair, looking around like one of the lads, goes around to the pubs every now and then, you know, going for drinking, whatever. He looks like one of those sort of people. Mm. And surprisingly, he didn't end up getting associated with any crime or anything. He wanted, ever since he was young, to get into fashion.
I must say, I've got the website for the film here sitting open in front of me, you know, regarding the trailers and bits and pieces. Vincent D'Onofrio in Full Metal Jacket. If you can picture that one, if you've seen that film, he's got quite a striking resemblance.
Yeah.
Which is not particularly complimentary, I'm sorry, but he does have quite a resemblance.
Yeah. And so then this documentary is about Alexander McQueen's life, about the people that he's inspired, about how he's always trying to go with an alternative view to what is considered normal in the fashion industry, trying to make statements. He wants to try and provoke the audience, try and get a reaction out of them by making themed fashion shows about specific hot topics, I suppose, that are of interest to the people. And so about the documentary itself, I'll be honest, I don't really know anything about the fashion industry. And so it provided me with a lot of insight in how it runs, in the opinions of the people from the major fashion labels like Dior, and about how they operate compared to how Alexander McQueen operates. And it was kind of fascinating just also watching his, I guess, creative process coming out as well, because there is so much stock footage of Alexander speaking to the camera, speaking to his friends, because sadly he's passed away now. He passed away in 2010. And so there's a lot of stock footage of him going through his creative process, as well as getting people that were close to him in these shows, and like the models and his closest friends and his collaborators talking about what he was going through when he was coming up with these provocative fashion shows. And so, to be honest, it's one of those movies where you walk in not really expecting much, but I ended up getting a lot out of it. It was a very fascinating insight into his life.
Tremendous. Okay, McQueen is the name of that one, if you're into docos, and sounds like a very rewarding film. There you go, getting two big thumbs up from Kev. Our second film, very different kind of film, You Were Never Really Here, a psychological crime thriller. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Thanks. So, I'm not exactly sure what he's like, a homeless man, 50s-ish, and he, on the side, goes out and works as a hired gun. But one of these jobs goes sideways when he's hired to go and retrieve a senator's young, underage daughter from, I think, a brothel or something. But then it upsets the owners of the brothel and of the establishment.
This has been directed by Lynn Ramsey. Now, Lynn Ramsey, very well known for the film We've Got to Talk About Kevin. It was a real sort of blockbuster hit. Certainly one I see brought up in horror circles a great deal about a mother dealing with the fact that her son appears to be a budding psychopath, really. So certainly got a lot of big ups for that one. What do we think of this?
I thought it was quite a compelling film as well. I mean, look, the plot that I described is a little bit, you know, we've seen this sort of thing before with, you know, The Equalizer, the original one, had a somewhat, like, vaguely similar plot, and it's been done before, but nowadays it's about how you tell the story rather than the plot that you're, or the story that you're trying to tell, which is, nowadays that's considered possibly a little bit more important than the actual plot. So, for me, I thought that Joaquin Phoenix's performance was outstanding. I don't think I've seen a movie where he's failed to really encapture the spirit or the essence of the character that he's playing. I think he's one of those method actors. And he does a really, really good job with it. And I do like the protagonist of this film as well, because he's a more realistic rather than idealized protagonist, like action film protagonist, because we're used to characters, for example, like The Equalizer, where, you know, they have like morals and then they try and be the best sort of person that they can be despite the fact that they go out and are violent and so on. But here his character is suffering from PTSD, and he's haunted by his past actions as a hired gun and the implied actions that he may have taken, I think, in the military or in the army or something. And he's haunted by these actions throughout the film. And it's very unsettling, his performance, coupled with a couple of directorial choices, such as the music. So then we hear like all these haunting strings, like it's very, not necessarily haunting, but also it gets louder and it gets more disorganized. And then it sort of, I suppose, reflects what sort of mind frame or headspace he's in during these scenes. Mm. And I thought that, overall, I thought the plot, it's a bit samey, but the way, the direction and the acting more than makes up for it.
Terrific. Well, there you go. A couple of great films this week. Thank you very much, Kev.
You're welcome.
Regular Size Kev there with McQueen, a doco film about a terrific sounding fashion designer, and You Were Never Really Here, if you're in the mood for something a little bit more of a thriller.